Would you like a cup of tea?
Yeah, thank you very much.
He's been to countless weddings at gurdwaras where couples have their religious and civil marriages at the same place. But now Harmandir Singh thinks it's time for Sikh temples to only do religious weddings. That's because he's worried that the government's new gay marriage law could lead to gurdwaras being forced into having same-sex weddings.
The solution is that gurdwaras deregister. It basically means go back to the position, say, 10, 15 years ago, where if you want a civil marriage, you go into somewhere where they do it, the town hall or wherever.
Harmandir Singh says he's not anti-gay and respects equal rights legislation. He is worried, though, that if the issue ended up in the European courts, religious groups could well lose out.
Wherever there are two protected characteristics competing with each other, that is where every single time the faith sector has lost out.
Although many Sikhs agree with Harmandir Singh that religious marriage should only be between a man and a woman, few appear to be concerned that the government's new same-sex marriage law could lead to conflict between religious and gay groups.
It's difficult. So I think that there are some good stuff there.
Gurmel Singh, General Secretary of the Sikh Council, believes at this stage it's not something that Sikhs need to be worried about.
The government has given assurances to the faith communities, and there's something called the quadruple lock. And that is that if the faith communities decide to opt out, then they cannot be forced or prosecuted for not allowing for a single-sex marriage to take place according to their religious rites.
The new law on same-sex marriage, which came into force last week, allows gay couples to have civil marriages. They can also have a religious marriage if a priest or organisation agrees. In addition, the government says religions who don't want to do gay marriages will not be forced to.
Hello, Mr. Bhagavan. How are you?
But one prominent Hindu group told me it's worried. Swaminathan Vaidyanathan of the Hindu Forum says it's unclear if his and other minority religions in Britain would be protected by the law should they choose not to conduct gay marriages.
Since the Anglican Church has got a clear exemption, they have been opted out officially, whereas the other religions, including our Hindu religions, our temples are, they run on their own, so there is no such provision as possible for us to universally opt out for all the Hindu temples.
This issue is unlikely to affect mosques as much as gurdwaras and mandirs, because not as many of them are registered to carry out civil marriages. But Ibrahim Mogra of the Muslim Council of Britain thinks those that are concerned.
The worry is, would the current provision within the law provide them adequate protection from prosecution? Clearly, if it were to go to the European Court of Human Rights, then the worry there is that perhaps the current situation does not provide sufficient and adequate protection from prosecution.
But the government has reiterated to Asia Network that Hindus, Sikhs and Muslims have nothing to fear from the new gay marriage law. Only time will tell, though, if the minority who are worried are being unnecessarily concerned.